Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
The definition of a kingmaker is a person who has great power and influence in the choice of a ruler or candidate for public office. In Montana, we have our very own kingmakers, and oftentimes they occupy a seat on the court. On March 21st, five delegates to the 1972 Montana Constitutional Convention filed suit to have Montana Supreme Court candidate Lawrence Van Dyke removed from the ballot. They argued that he failed to meet the constitutional requirement to have been admitted to the practice of law in Montana for 5 years prior to the November election. The debate, obviously, was over the definition of admitted to the practice of law. Van Dyke was admitted to the bar in 2005, then went on inactive status while he practiced out of state from 2007 to 2013. Then he went back on active status when he became Solicitor General under Attorney General Tim Fox. He asserts he was never unadmitted to the bar and that going back on active status is simply a matter of paying some dues and filing some paperwork. The plaintiffs assert that a strict interpretation means that he was not eligible to practice in Montana until he went back on active status, therefore he doesn't meet the eligibility requirement. Many times, when the courts need clarity, they go back to the minutes of the debate in the legislature, or in this case the Constitutional Convention, to try to establish something called legislative intent. We know what the words of the Constitution say, but what were the delegates actually thinking? In this case, it's clear. Delegate Ben Berg, speaking on behalf of the majority, said that the purpose of the five-year requirement was to ensure that candidates for the Supreme Court were qualified for the position. It wasn't until 1975 that the State Bar Association requirements entered into the picture. In essence, the plaintiffs argued that Solicitor General Van Dyke, a native of Montana who graduated from Harvard Law School, practiced appellate law in Texas and Washington, D.C., and argues that he has more appellate law experience than most of the current justices on the Montana Supreme Court, is ineligible because he didn't write a check to the Montana Bar Association to keep himself on active status. This is where the politics enter in. Solicitor General Van Dyke is challenging Supreme Court Justice Mike Wheat, a former Democrat state senator. The lawyers for the plaintiffs are prominent Democrats, and Judge Mike Menahan, who heard the case, is a former Democrat member of the House of Representatives. Judge Menahan found for the plaintiffs and ordered that Van Dyke be removed from the ballot. The case now goes to the Supreme Court, where Chief Justice Mike McGrath, a former Democrat state attorney general and prominent contributor to Justice Wheat's campaign, will preside over the case. Do you see a trend here? Van Dyke is demanding that Wheat and McGrath both recuse themselves for obvious conflict of interest. Now we get to the most egregious part of the case and back to the concept of a kingmaker. Because Wheat and Van Dyke are the only two candidates in a nonpartisan race, there's no way to replace Van Dyke with another candidate. Judge Menahan unilaterally chose a winner in the race. In effect, he cut the people of Montana out of the electoral process and appointed Mike Wheat to the Supreme Court. The voters should be up in arms. A highly qualified candidate was just removed from the ballot in a partisan power play. Now he'll appear before the Supreme Court, where two of the justices have a clear conflict of interest. For the integrity of the process, Justices Wheat and McGrath should recuse themselves. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.